Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Bob Surratt on WGN.
Do we have wildcat fever? I think we do. And let's talk to the pride of Orland Park High School. Well, actually, it's Carl Sandburg High School in Orland Park. It's Pat Fitzgerald. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning. How's everybody? Ready to go this Saturday? Let's have some fun. It's Big Ten Wildcat football. Here we go.
Yeah, you know what? Of course, everything starts Friday night with Illinois visiting Wisconsin, and then...
We're not talking about that today. Let's talk about the Pat. Let's rock.
How are you doing, first of all, with all the new rules that are in place because of the pandemic, Pat?
Yeah, you know, it's been a process. Really thankful to our medical team, led by Jeff Mianis and Kevin Kikagawa, our head athletic trainer. They've done a great job getting our policies and procedures in place, but most importantly, really proud of our players. They've done a phenomenal job making great choices socially and protecting our team. It's going to be an ongoing battle, but at the end of the day, you know, very thankful for them. And, you know, most importantly to everybody on the front lines here, not only in Chicagoland, but throughout the country, of our medical providers, our first responders, nurses, doctors, everyone that assists them. You know, this is it's been a long road, but really thankful for their sacrifices, their dedication, and keeping us all healthy and safe.
What's the biggest change you've had to make? What's been the toughest for you as far as staying healthy through this?
Yeah, just, you know, me personally, I think it's like everybody, just, you know, making sure you're doing a great job from a hygiene standpoint, you know, social distancing, wearing masks. You know, it's a unique challenge, but at the same time, we're all in this together. We're all going to get through it together. And, you know, I'm just very thankful for the amazing job that our whole program has done, and really excited to watch them compete on Saturday night.
All right, let's get to football and this team that you're going to have on the field against Maryland Saturday night. What gives you the most hope that you can have a much better year than you had in 2019?
Well, it's a new season, Mr. Cam. What season is this for you, partner?
30-something.
All right. Well, every year it's a new team. It's a new opportunity, and you know, this group has worked really, really hard, and they all have in the past. We've got to go out and execute cleaner offensively. We've got to take care of the ball. We've got to throw it better. We've got to do a better job taking turnovers away on defense and being then opportunistic as an offense, scoring touchdowns. And then, you know, we'll have a lot of young guys in the kicking game, and they got to get up to the speed of the game very quickly Saturday night. Maryland's very athletic, very well coached. Mike Loxley and I worked together at Maryland back when I was a GA there. So very close friends with Locks, and got great respect for their program. And he's started, this is year two of him rebuilding, you know, I know a program that he and I are both very proud of. So excited for him, excited and root for him in every game. But one we're going to compete on Saturday. But as far as our team goes, it's a new team. It's a new beginning. And obviously very excited about it.
And you have a new quarterback. Fans will get their first look at Peyton Ramsey in a Wildcat uniform Saturday. A first for you, coaching a player who played against you the year before, so that's a rarity there. You also have a new offensive coordinator, Mike Bajakian. So what can we expect from this offense?
Well, you know, we expect us to be efficient. We expect us to be explosive, score touchdowns, and do everything we can in our power to win football games. And, you know, up until last year, we found ways to play complementary football. And you know, I just think that Jake brings an offense that has a lot of explosive components to it schematically, but he'll be the first to say it's not about what the scheme is. It's about how we can coach the guys to execute the plays. And players make plays, and the guys need to trust themselves on Saturday night. And then as far as Peyton goes, you know, I think, Mr. Katt, this will be a little bit of a new normal. You know, obviously we're going to have one-time transfer rules change next, you know, this January. And I do think you'll see more and more transfers, not only throughout the country, but also throughout Big Ten play. And, you know, guys are looking for an opportunity. Peyton came in here like the other quarterbacks with a new coordinator, learned the offense, competed, and earned the starting job. And we're excited to watch him play.
Pat, when you brag about your own college football career, and do you brag mostly about being a defensive player of the year or the time you broke your leg?
I would probably like to say that I don't brag at all, to be honest with you, but you know, use both as motivation, to say the least.
Yeah, anything it takes, right? There you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
What do you expect the atmosphere to be like Saturday night without? You will have family and families of players, coaches. I think I saw a number about, 400 or so, but I'm not sure if that's right. But what's it going to be like going in there?
It's going to be awesome, Dave. It's college football. You know, BYOJ, bring your own juice. You know, our guys will be soaked up, ready to go, and the guys will be fired up to play. I mean, this has been a long road, and we feel very fortunate. You know, we have had multiple family members and former players and family members of former players and current players and you name it on our staff. We've all been affected by this in a unique way. And, you know, it's an opportunity to get out there and go play the game that our guys love to play for each other. And I think the atmosphere, regardless, the guys will be stoked up. So just really looking forward to getting back in the arena and competing. And then we'll learn a lot about our team Saturday night. And then that'll help us understand where we need to go next week as we get ready for our first Big Ten West game. So excited about it and really looking forward to it.
Northwestern head coach Pat Fitzgerald. All right, Pat, go get him. Best of luck to you Saturday night.
Sounds good. You guys are juicy this morning. All right, keep that passion to a low minimum, all right? I need you stoked up on Saturday watching the game. Appreciate you guys. Go Cats.
See you Saturday. All right. Obviously, the coach has already done some Red Bull this morning, apparently.
Well, they're up. He's in the office probably when we get on the air, and
so that explains it.
Yeah, but this is his. It's hard to believe it's his 15th year as the head coach up there.
Well, he started young, didn't he?
Yes, he did. 31 years old.
Wow.